For the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. In 2011, a devastating EF5 tornado tore through the city of Joplin. And in the wake of the disaster, Lafayette House was there to provide services to survivors of domestic and sexual violence. So I spoke with Louise Secker with Lafayette House. She's the director of development for the organization, which assists survivors of violence, as well as people with substance use disorders. We spoke about how the current COVID-19 pandemic is affecting the organization and about how some of the lessons they learned after the 2011 Joplin tornado is helping them be more prepared today. Louise, from your perspective, as someone who worked and lived through that experience, how would you say this natural disaster, for lack of a better word, how is it similar and different to some of the experiences that Lafayette House has had to navigate in the past?
It's similar in that it really exposes the vulnerability of victims in a time of crisis in a community. You know, whenever stress levels are high, we see an increase in domestic violence, and we did see that after the tornado. Our shelter was not only at its maximum capacity, and again, that was somewhat related to the fact that the tornado disaster was about our clients had lost their homes. They literally had nowhere to go. So I'm curious, you know, how the current crisis, the pandemic, will affect that. It's not a loss of housing. It's the opposite. It's being isolated potentially with your abuser. So I'm anticipating that we will start seeing a spike in calls. And then once they're with us, what are the long-term needs going to be? Again, after the tornado, you know, they were staying with us longer and had more needs as far as connecting with jobs, connecting with housing, connecting with other resources. And that could be the same in this scenario. A lot of our clients leave to go and work in retail or food service industries, which have been hit hard. So as the pandemic affects the community long-term, that exposes our clients to just greater needs over the long term too. So it could be that they're not only victimized while they're sheltered in place with their abuser, but even after things start letting up and they do access us for help, are we going to be able to connect them with some of the same resources as far as healthcare, job training, housing? You know, what's that going to look like long term?
Do you think that your experiences navigating the world after the tornado has made you guys more nimble, perhaps?
I think our experiences after the tornado were a huge benefit in us being able to plan for this. And again, it's totally different. You know, we've had to be so quick in making changes to still meet client needs. But, you know, we learned a lot of lessons after the tornado. I mean, that was the disaster here in Joplin that affected the entire community. It affected schools, churches, businesses, individuals. And in that way, this is similar. I mean, this is a community crisis that's affecting all those sectors. And so we just, you know, we learned a lot of lessons from how to work in disaster and how to best meet the needs of domestic violence victims within that. So when it became clear this was a community crisis, we were able to kind of dust off some of those lessons and put them into play again.
That was Louise Secker with Lafayette House in Joplin, speaking with me about how the 2011 Joplin tornado has helped them adjust to delivering care to survivors during the current COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.